Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on which time zone you are in, actually, as far as our world's regions are concerned. I am happy to be back after being away from my blog and from you all about a month. Actually, it has been over a month. To be able to hopefully surprise you by reading you a few poems that I have submitted to the Tell a Poem booth initiative in my small town. So none of these are accepted. I haven't heard anything because the announcements will be made in February. Regardless, I just want to share them with you. So the first one I had titled, Not Like in School. I had never learned how to sail a paper boat in nature's moving water when I was little. Throughout my adult life then, I suffered, despondent beyond despair, clinging to my passions, fervent dreams, visions, begging the river around me to flow at my tending will. I, the desperate fool for love, am yet to set sail, to dissolve into the undercurrent of the sea. For I have been told there indeed is harmony within each ripple which promises to ease what hauntingly pains me to feel. I had written this poem, or drafted it rather, towards the end of August last year. Ink pots used to uncover the fading word, a second or more to gather the instant, to reminisce, to reflect, to feel, to sense, to touch, and to hold the renewed breath. Exhaling life at its worst, inhaling on and on the verse, to surpass it all again and again. This one I had also, I had drafted also around the same time, maybe a week or two later. I always consider my poems, all my poems, like many others probably do, as drafts. So there's always room for improvement, but we have to somehow stop somewhere. This one is called When Food Has No Flavor Anymore. She had moved to the shallow waters as she no longer dared to seek depth. A jet ski appeared from nowhere, did not heed her repeated plea, drove in high speed inside her petite build, slashed each of the waves that shielded her fragility. Her limbs taken apart violently, piece by piece, she began to fall into the sky, flying on the wings of her fast freezing tears, higher and higher beside the vast unmoving sea. The inspiration for this one, as I have dated it, had come to me and on the, well, around the mid of March of last year. And the last one that I will be sharing with you today through my voice is called Missing the Primal Eid. I yearn to a burn for the original self, ache once again to come to life there. This time not to torch the self myself, the waves will sear to death my sphere. To lull at last my cleansed eternal birth, appending the end to its absolute girth, as if to lay to sleep the infant most self. Thank you for listening. I wish you that this Sunday and your new week will bring you only the good. Until next time, goodbye.